This is your host, Haley Christman, and welcome back to our RA talk show, where we talk to different universities in different years of RAs to figure out really what the RA process is like. So today we'll be interviewing a Miss Kate. She is a first-year RA at Delaware Valley University. You'll hear her talk about it, the challenges she faces, the challenges she's faced, and the challenge she conquered, how it's like being an RA, especially for a first year, which I'm sure a lot of people are curious about, especially those who are looking to become an RA themselves for the first time. So let's dig right in. But before we dig right in, I'd like to thank our sponsor from DVU News at Delaware Valley University for today's episode for sponsoring us. We will definitely give them a shout out at the end to make sure you guys go look at them, go follow them, and listen to their amazing media and communication students who work with the DVU News. Hello, Kate, and welcome to our episode. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
So as you know, today we're going to talk about how your life is as an RA. So what year are you as a student as well as being an RA?
As a student, I'm a junior, and as an RA, this is my first year being one.
That is really, really cool for you. What made you decide you wanted to be an RA in the first place?
When I decided I wanted to be an RA, it was because I really enjoyed building a community on campus and making sure that everyone felt included and belonging in our hallways.
I never really thought that's why an RA would want to be one, so that is a really cool aspect that you have. As for that, how was the interview process?
The interview process was very stressful because it was three separate meetings, and you met with the housing director and the RCDs, as well as other RAs on campus, and they had to pick and choose who they thought was a very good candidate to be an RA on our campus.
I can definitely see how that was very, very stressful for you. I think I would have reacted the same way. So when you first became an RA, what were your first thoughts you got when you found out that you had gotten the job in the first place?
When I got the job, I was very, very excited because I originally thought I was not going to get the job. So my first thought was, I'm very excited to start doing the whole job as a whole because it was a good experience. But also, I get to meet more people that I haven't met yet because I'll be exposed to them on a different side of campus. So I was very excited about that whole aspect when I found out.
So taking those thoughts that you had from the first time that you did get the job, do you think you've not so accomplished them, but have been able to get those aspects that you thought about?
I have built a pretty great community in my hallway, and everyone I believe feels included, and they all also really enjoy each other, so it makes my job a lot easier.
That makes a lot of sense. Do you think that there are any thoughts that, like, you wish you could have thought about before you become an RA?
There were a lot more unexpected situations on campus than I originally planned for when I became an RA. I wish I could have been a little bit more open to the idea of things changing, because on our campus I felt as though nothing really happened, and then a lot of things went wrong that I wasn't expecting. So I wish I would have been more flexible to that, but, you know, you learn as you experience new things how to be more flexible.
That is a very good, wise statement to make. As you were saying, the challenges and the fluctuating aspects that kept happening on campus, do you mind enlightening us on some of those aspects?
Oh, yes, of course. So, mainly, the first week of school, there was a hurricane and a tornado warning, which caused a lot of panic in the hallways between the residents and the RCDs and everyone that was around. So it made everything really difficult because the power was out, so our RCD could not connect with us, and we had no clue what was going on, and went to send our residents back in the room or put them back in the hallway just in case if anything was going to go wrong. Also trying to keep a bunch of grown people under control when they don't want to be controlled is really difficult because they want to go out into a storm rather than be safe and sit in a hallway. But eventually they came around and they all sat in the hallway and they listened to music, and it was a good time. Some other things that happened, I have a lot of roommate issues sometimes with them not following the roommate agreement, not cleaning on time, not caring about others, being really inconsiderate of other people's property. So I've dealt with a lot of that. There's also been some other issues between roommates and rooms where it's like a friend thing. Like, they were friends and then they had friend drama and they lived together and it was a whole giant mess. So I've gone through quite the few amount of things, but a lot more than I expected to. I just, as an RA, you know, you wouldn't know all these things. Like, when you're a student and you see your RA handling stuff, it's just like, oh, that's typical. Like, it doesn't really happen. But when you become the RA, you are responsible for all the things that happen on your floor. So you see all of it and you know most of it. And it just, it's a lot different than expected, I'm going to be honest.
No, and that is quite interesting. It's actually funny how you stated that it's hard to keep a grown group of people together in one area. With those challenges, as you said, you know, you had to figure things out on your own because there's difficulties with your RCDs getting in contact with you due to a power outage, which makes sense. How did you conquer it, like, on your own?
The way that I was best able to figure it out on my own was, it wasn't really just me by myself. There's a lot of us living in South, because that's where I'm an RA at, and having all these people in South that I'm also friends with is really helpful because we all kind of like brainstorm what we were going to do next and we just played it by ear with each other. So I haven't really had to deal with a lot of these things by myself, which is really helpful because a lot of the stuff you really can't handle on your own. So having these other RAs that were very helpful and were always down to accommodate to other people was really helpful in the whole process of dealing with power outages and roommate disagreements and other issues.
It is nice to know that as RAs, you guys aren't by yourselves. You guys are with each other. It's a very compact-knit group, I guess you would say it is. As for being an RA, with everything that you've talked to me about so far, with the challenges, with everything that you figured out when you first got the job, from the interview process, is it what you thought it would be?
It's a bit different. I was expecting a lot more of a smooth sailing transition into being an RA, like from being a student, but it has been pretty difficult. It's also been a pretty difficult semester for everyone, so I think that also plays a huge role in it. But for the most part, it was what I expected it to be. Like, I was able to reach my goal of building a community in my hallway as well as with other people in other hallways, and everyone here is genuinely pretty kind to each other. But a lot of the situations that I went through, I don't think I was prepared to deal with them until they actually happened. So it is exactly what I expected it to be, but I think I could have been a little bit more prepared for it if I would have just thought, like, things do happen, especially after the semester that we had last semester and the entire year before due to COVID and stuff.
Right, and that's pretty funny because as adults and as humans, we go through this whole thing of, we don't really realize what's happening until it happens. We're not prepared for it. But I do think that as being an RA, you do have this point of view where you can see those things firsthand. So for the challenges that you did get and that you weren't expecting, as well as the smooth sailing not really working out in the beginning, let's move away from like the weird moments that you've had. What about the more enjoyable, fun moments you've had as an RA?
I have had a lot more joyful moments as an RA than the non-joyful moments. Like, yes, there has been issues, but I have also had a lot of fun. My first program was like a relay race, and it was really hectic, and it was in the hallway, and everyone had a really good time, and it was a very fun community building experience. I've also become friends with a lot of my residents. Like, we're genuine friends, and like, we have friendships and stuff, and I just went to New York with a couple of them. It was a really good time. And also, sometimes, like, my residents, they come in here and they sit and they relax and we have conversations. And it's, like, normal. Like, obviously, as their RA, I have to take on the responsibility of being the higher up in the hallway. But usually, I don't have to have that sort of dynamic with them while they're in here talking. Like, they just come in here and they rant about their day and, like, their jobs. And sometimes they're at home stuff. But normally, it's not anything along the lines of, like, they're in danger or things are wrong. It's just, like, typical, like, friendship ranting like you would do with any friend that you are close with. Like, you'd go to them, you talk to them, you guys would exchange some words, and then, like, you go about your day. And it's, like, a good friendship. Like, we all have a really good dynamic in the hallway. I feel as though I think the other people are also really respectful of each other. Like, I've said multiple times, like, they come out and they talk to each other. They know how to communicate properly. Like, if someone's having an issue with, like, noise and stuff, like, they'll go knock on the door. And they're usually pretty nice about it. They'll be like, oh, yeah, we're so sorry. We'll turn it down. Like, it's no big deal. And I really appreciate the kind people in my hallway, because if it wasn't so nice in the hallway, it'd be a lot worse. But they've made it a lot easier for me and for the job as a whole.
Well, it sounds like your floor is very family dynamic, which is really, really nice to hear coming from a university living on campus. I know it can be interesting for everyone, especially the residents. And it's nice to know that as an RA, you have an open door and open arms for all your residents, which is probably so warming to them. It's warming to me. So as we wrap up and we've gone through everything that you do, everything that you expected, everything that you didn't expect but got thrown at and how to conquer it, with everything that you do know now as an RA, especially being a first-year RA, because they always say first things that you do are like your first impressions of things, are you going to apply to be an RA again for next year?
Personally, I really do want to do it again. Yes, the semester was hectic and it was crazy and it was wild and there was a lot of things thrown at me that I wasn't expecting. But overall, I did have a really good time and, like, working with my RCD Thor, like, he's super cool and, like, I open up to him about a lot of things and he makes me feel really comfortable. And then also, I don't expect to not have relationships with my residents regardless of where I go, because I'm at least going to have a good relationship with one of the rooms, if not all of them. Because I do like to make the effort to make sure that everyone knows that, like, they can come to me, that we can talk, we can hang, we can chill, because I'm very open to having them in here. I have all of these things for them that they can do in my room. Like, I have fidget toys for them. I've got squishmallows all over the place. Like, it's a very comforting area to be in, and I like to do that for people. I like to be their comfort, especially if they don't have that in their room. So I do take pride in the things that I do as an RA, and I would like to do it again. So I will be reapplying when it's time to reapply.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with reapplying. Your residents, whatever residents you get, will be extremely lucky to have you from what you've told me tonight. So that about wraps up our episode tonight. So I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight to answer these questions and giving us this amazing and intriguing episode today.
Of course. I've had a great time. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
As we end our episode and I leave all of you wonderful people, which I hate doing every time, next week's episode will be about a second-year RA, and we'll go through kind of the same things that we went through today, but more on a detailed level to see how things change from a different perspective from a first-year RA to a second-year RA, which is really intriguing for first-year RAs who might want to reapply again. So make sure you tune in next week and be on the lookout for our notification. Have a great day.